This is Star Stuff on ABC News Radio.
Coming up on Star Stuff, Lockheed Martin to build America's replacement for the space shuttle. Astronomers get a grandstand view of a supernova event as it unfolds. And the universe about a fifth of the way through its energy reserves. And this is Star Stuff on ABC News Radio. Well, it seems the universe has guzzled its way through about a fifth of all the normal matter created in the Big Bang of creation 13.7 billion years ago. The findings, based on data gathered from over 100 nights of telescope time in Australia, the Canary Islands and Chile. Astronomers studied over 10,000 galaxies, each containing between 10 million and 10 billion stars. The findings were released at the General Assembly of the International Astronomical Union in Prague, and they revealed that about 20% of the normal matter that was produced by the Big Bang is now in the form of stars. A further tiny fraction, just 0.1%, lies in dust expelled from stars. This dust makes up the solid structures of space, like planets and asteroids and comets, the Earth for example, as well as trees and houses and cars and people and dogs and cats. And there's about another 0.01%, which scientists believe is in the form of supermassive black holes. The remaining material is almost completely in the form of gases floating within galaxies and in intergalactic space. In fact, it's this gas reservoir from which future generations of stars, planets and eventually black holes will develop, at least for the next 70 to 100 billion years or so. One of the unique aspects of this study was scientists' ability to carefully separate a galaxy's stars into, one, its central bulge component, and two, its surrounding disk-like structure. Doing this allowed researchers to determine that on average, roughly half the mass of a galaxy, half the stars in other words, are in the galaxy's central bulge, with the rest residing in the surrounding disk. By measuring the concentration of stars in each galaxy's central bulge, scientists were able to determine the mass of the supermassive black hole that lies in the center of each galaxy. And once they had these masses, it was really a simple task of summing them up to determine just how much of the universe's matter and mass is locked away in black holes at the center of galaxies. And by combining all these figures, scientists were able to work out just how much mass is still out there for use as future energy reserves. Dr. Alistair Graham was one of the scientists involved in the project. He's an astronomer with the Australian National University.
The universe doesn't use its fuel in a linear fashion. So we know today the universe is 14 billion years old. So you can't exactly say we've used 20%, we've got 80% to go, that's four times more. So the universe has four times longer to live. It's not exactly like that, but roughly, yes, one can do that. And when you allow for this non-linear nature in the way the universe evolves, we come out at a figure which is around about 70 to 100 billion years before this remaining gas has all been used.
So by that, I take it you're not talking about the way we measure time changing, but how the stars in the future burn and use the matter that's available is what you're referring to.
That's exactly correct.
And what about things like when you look at things more on the quantum scale with matter coming into existence from nothing? Is that the sort of thing you can take into account as well in these surveys, or is that something which is really still an unknown factor?
Yeah, that's largely an unknown. What we've managed to do is to identify where 20% of the matter produced in the Big Bang has ended up today.
Was it hard to reach that conclusion?
It wasn't difficult, but it did take a lot of time. We had over 100 nights on various telescopes around the world. We needed to image a large number of galaxies to work out how much flux coming from the stars there is within a representative volume of the universe. And we also needed precise distance information. It's no good just sort of looking out into space and trying to work out how many stars are in a given volume, because it's hard to define the volume unless you know how far away the objects are. So that's actually where Australian telescopes were very helpful. We were able to use the Anglo-Australian telescope to obtain what we call redshift information, and that's a measurement of how far away the stars in the galaxies are.
So I guess you would have been using the two-degree field and also the sky survey as well.
That's right. We did actually make use of that. And that enabled us to work out within a representative volume of the universe, there is so much matter in the form of stars. By comparing that amount of matter with how much matter we knew was produced in the Big Bang, we were then able to work out that 20% of the universe was already locked up in stars.
Now, I guess it's important to point out that you can't see the whole universe. Really, you're only looking at and estimating the visible universe that you're able to take in.
That's correct, that's correct. So there was the need to perform a reasonably large survey. There's no good just looking at a little part of space because it might be something of an oddity and not representative of the whole. We therefore looked at over 10,000 galaxies.
And a lot of that stuff came from the studies done early with cosmic microwave background radiation too, and that gave you a pretty good idea of what the structure of the universe would be like.
That's right. It told us about the structure. It also told us how much ordinary matter was produced in the Big Bang. If not for the work of people before us, we would be at a loss to know what percentage of matter we were observing was locked up in stars.
When you were estimating all this matter from the various stars and galaxies that you surveyed, how did you know how big the various black holes at the centre of galaxies may have been, the supermassive black holes, or how did you take into account even stellar-sized black holes?
Yes, that's a good question, because not all of the matter that we know is out there is in the form of stars or gas. Some of it is indeed locked up in black holes. What we were able to do was to measure how centrally concentrated the stars are within a galaxy, and from earlier work there's a relation between the concentration of stars in a galaxy and the mass of the central supermassive black hole at the centre of the galaxy. So by measuring the concentration of stars in the 10,000 galaxies we looked at, we were able to estimate what the mass of the supermassive black holes are. And by summing all of those up, we could work out what fraction of matter is locked up in supermassive black holes at the centres of galaxies.
What did you come up with?
We came up with a fraction, which sounds rather small, but it was 0.01%. But when you consider the individual supermassive black holes have masses that are 1 million billion times greater than the Earth, it's hard to dismiss them as insignificant individual objects.
Well, I guess even the supermassive black hole at the centre of our own galaxy, the Milky Way in Sagittarius, is something like 3 million solar masses.
That's right, 3 million solar masses. Some of the most massive supermassive black holes in the universe will weigh in at about 3,000 million solar masses.
What you found, how does it correlate with what we're now discovering about the continued expansion of the universe, the fact that there is some sort of a, well, Einstein called it a cosmological constant before he decided it was a mistake, but we now know it wasn't a mistake, if there is some sort of dark energy out there that's causing the universe to ever expand?
Well, yes, about 74% of the energy density in the universe is in the form of this mysterious force or dark energy. Exactly what that is remains a mystery. That's something which is going to have to be left for a future survey.
Do you think that means that the idea of a cold, frozen, dark end to the universe is pretty spot on?
At the moment, that's the bleak picture that we're looking at, yes, but thankfully there are many years before that will happen.
At least 70 billion, hey?
At least, yes, so one doesn't need to worry too much just yet.
And that's the show for now. Don't forget, Star Stuff's available on the web as a podcast and as audio on demand at www.abc.net.au/newsradio.